Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good morning. It's Running Commentary. It's a Monday.
It is a Monday.
The weather's slightly manky. We went out in beautiful weather last week and talked about spring coming. And we put the kibosh on the
then.
Yeah. Doris appeared.
Storm almost Doris appeared.
Direct result.
Did you get wrapped up in Doris?
There was some Doris action.
Yeah.
It's more Buddy scooting home from school in the slightly branch.
Right.
Terrifying environs of North London, but it wasn't as bad as it was in some places around the country.
It was actually, it was funny, wasn't it, the Doris thing? Because everyone always does those comedy things of like, it's not really a storm, but it actually was a storm, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
It was actually quite serious when you're back in the middle of it.
When I first said it was called Doris, like everyone else, I did a joke about it.
Yeah.
And one of the people came on quite a lot later and said, well, it's just raining here. I was like, it's done more than rain.
Yeah, people do those comedy things of like an upturned chair and say, you know, we're holding it together during Storm Doris and stuff. But yeah, it was a serious
people
thing. Died. Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah. Well, I had that with a couple of years ago when the storm mainly hit the south.
Yeah.
Someone came on and said, oh, these soft southerners... You know, oh, I hope your cappuccino didn't get blown out of your
hand. That's pathetic, isn't it? Yeah.
And I fell out with a promoter, and that's why I don't gig in Sheffield anymore.
No, but people do that.
True story.
But people do that Facebook, you know, southerners won't be running today, northerners will wear some gloves or something. But, yeah, you know, as if people are intrinsically harder in one of the regions. Which brings me to the National Cross Country Championship.
Well, before,
where we ran against several.
I want to hear the full report, but
let's detail the route.
You're joining
we
us.
We haven't detailed the route.
We haven't done the route.
There's a bloody format, Rob.
Also, we didn't
there's
catch
a
ourselves.
Format.
Just before we started recording, we had a nice little impromptu rendition of the old Are You Being Served theme tune.
First floor stationaries. Did haberdashery going up. Second floor.
Never mind our attitude. That is the knowledge that shows our
going up.
We are going southeast to Victoria Park and back.
Yeah.
Some of you remember we did this a while ago. It's pretty much
a gentle trot.
We think it's exactly 10k. We'll see. We'll measure it out. Because you are recovering after a fairly major run, I think.
Yeah, I did the national. I'm also. Feels quite a. Almost greeting it like a long lost friend. I've got a Monday hangover.
Ooh!
Because I had a lapse
yesterday.
I was exhausted. Yeah. I've done the National Cross Country Championships on Saturday.
Yeah.
I've been up north. I've driven down. I was initially going to drive down and do a long run on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was so exhausted by the time I got to London. I thought if I do it, I might not survive it.
Yeah.
You know when you feel like bone tired?
Yep.
And I was contemplating doing 20 miles.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to start 20 miles.
No, that's
being
right.
Being bone tired.
And you've got to listen to yourself, haven't you?
Well, I had.
That's not good training.
No, I did.
A lot of conversations you've been having in recent weeks. It's not going to make you better. It's going to make you worse.
Yeah, I was generally a bit worried about how tired I was. So I just chilled out and had a bit of wine, and it was a mate's birthday. I say a mate, he's called Charlie and he's 4 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a good mate. I would say he's a friend of a friend.
He's a friend of a friend. I don't think he needed me to be drunk.
No.
You know, I don't think he's seen, I hope Paul has a drink. You know, there was no social pressure coming from Charlie.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was fine. It was a good day.
I can't think of any jokes I can do about partying in his name. And so
no,
I'm not
no,
do
absolutely
it.
Not. No, of course.
So,
trainers.
Come on, list it. Oh, great. I need a new pair.
There's always the runner who goes to run and comes back without his trainers. They're actually not bad. Okay. North Face.
Just inverted that chain, and of course it was full of water.
They're more kind of trail shoes.
They are kind of walking boot type trainers. And apart from that, I wasn't planning on getting my new shoes from the top of a wet bin. So,
yeah, the Nationals.
But before you get to the Nationals, I want to know exactly what you drank.
Just 1.5 bottles of wine.
Yeah, that's enough.
Red wine, yeah. It's fair bit. And then it's also washed down liberally with an entire packet of chocolate and hazelnut cookies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, well, but that is direct, isn't it? I did that on anyone who listened
to
last week.
One leads to the other.
Exactly. Last week, I don't know what I ate, but I thought I'll have a little drink. And I had a gin martini, proper martini.
Yes.
And that mix on that is 5-1, right?
Yeah.
Instead of making it 2.5 little shots to a half, I forgot.
Right.
And made it 5-1. So that's 5 gins straight out of the trap.
They call that an Arsenal G&T. Sorry, that's a footballing joke then.
Yeah, nice.
They lost 5-1 to Bayern Munich the other
Nice,
day.
Good.
Just chuck that in for the goons.
I got it. It was so good, I got it. I made myself a preposterous amount of martini. Drank half of it. That kind of loosens things up.
Yes.
So then we opened a bottle of wine. Me and my wife shared it, but it would be unreasonable to say we had half each.
Right.
Because I think she had about a glass.
Yeah.
And then you
availed yourself of the man's portion.
Yeah.
Yes.
I rolled through the bottle. Like yeah. And then I thought, oh, there's the rest of that gin in the fridge. So I drank that. And that next day was the best hangover I've had for years.
Well, we had some... We had a meeting, didn't we?
That's it. That was
we had a meeting about this, about what we're doing now.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. We had a meeting about the podcast.
Yeah, and I came... The meeting was fine, but just before it was going, I don't know.
Yeah, you were okay.
If I can do it. And then I had a glass of wine or two with Jared Christmas on Saturday night.
All right.
And that's when the eating kicked in. You start drinking, you start eating. I'd kind of had dinner. It was quite a light, healthy dinner.
Right.
I was at the Comedy Store, so I had their best vegan offer, which is falafel and chips. And then on the way home, I had vegetable pakora and a samosa.
On the way home?
On the way home.
Right.
And some popcorn and some chocolate.
Like
and
it.
When I woke up in the morning, it was like a Jekyll and Hyde. And I woke up in the morning, I was looking back and thinking, was that me?
We've lapsed.
This is
a lapsing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's less than 2 weeks to the Bath Half. But you can
always
get back.
There can be no more lapsing.
On the horse.
There can be no more lapsing. This is us getting back on the horse, and it feels good to be moving. Yeah.
And we've been running.
Yeah, we've still been running.
For example, you've been to the Cross Country Nationals.
Yeah, the Nationals is like... It's like Glastonbury for runners. I mean, you get there, there's thousands of runners.
Isn't that festival that Vassos was telling us about, like Glastonbury for runners?
Yeah, maybe.
Here we are.
Maybe. But it's just like full of tents and club banners and just I'll tell you where it was, mate. It was at Woolerton Hall in Nottingham.
Oh, where we did the Spooky Sprint.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So it was all around there.
Yeah, great.
Which was a lovely setting for it.
Yeah.
Loads of runners. 2,400 blokes in the men's race.
Yeah.
All in club vests, charging.
I just want
like
to do
maniacs.
This proper thing, by the way. Spooky Sprint, that's the Parkinson's UK running events that run around Halloween.
Yes.
And it was excellent, wasn't it?
It was really good.
So look out for that, because they're really good. There's a couple of them around the country.
Yeah.
And they're in beautiful places.
It was a fantastic event, actually.
Recommended. So you were there running all around.
Yeah, and it was like a really boggy, muddy, really tough, quite brutal course.
We've just gone over the road into De Beauvoir Town, and there was a man on the bike with a beard and pink jeans. He was like a welcoming
coincidence.
Committee.
Don't think so.
Yeah,
we're entering Hipsterville.
Sorry, every time you start this story, I stop it. I'm trying to build tension.
No, it's fine. There's no story. It was just an incredibly tough day. I really enjoyed it, but it's tough love cross country.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried a new tactic this time.
I mean, some people would find it easier to stay home and punch themselves in the face.
It's almost preferable.
Yeah.
But I thought this time, I normally start steady and try and work through. This time I thought, I think there's a new level to my cross country performance. I'm going to start quicker and just barrel it out. I'm just going to bull it out.
How far?
It's 12 kilometres.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's not too far.
No, you can. If it wasn't cross-country, you could definitely run that distance at pace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the guy who won it, to give you an idea of the quality at the top, he did it in 35 minutes.
Ooh.
So that's 12 kilometres.
And he wasn't in a car.
Yeah. And some of it's so boggy, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You know, the idea of any kind of pace on it.
And that's so people who think themselves slightly, you know, on the upside of running, thinking, oh, I might be able to do a flat 10K in 40 minutes on a good day.
Yeah.
He's doing 12 in mud.
He did 12 in mud and 35.
And like it.
I mean, I did it in 55.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, I was... But, you know, so I thought I'll set off fast and bullet out. What happened was I set off fast and then just died terribly over the last two laps.
Yeah, right.
Just a slow, lingering death. As you know when you're doing those races and...
You spent it all.
Yeah, and you're sort of tiring and those really old blokes come past.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a few of those, like real silvery...
I'll get after him. I can't.
Yeah, this sort of silver wizard just breezes past.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, wow, I've really messed up the pacing here. But really good fun, but by the end, I sort of mustered together a bit of a sprint finish, but by the end I was desperate for the line, like staggering for the line. I thought,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I'm really tired here.
In a way, you did a good thing. I mean, it was good that you went all out, but you need to learn how to hold something back so that you get to that line. But
yeah, well, normally I do
that.
Normally I start steady and then try and work my way through the field. But I thought, I just got a bit thinking I was fitter and faster than I was. I just realised.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not mentally... When you're doing cross-country, you've got to concentrate on every step because the terrain's constantly changing.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's
a bit dangerous, you know. So
another learning thing about it is how you get tired, because it's very three-dimensional tiring. It's very hard to measure.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to my brother the other day, who's big into, knows all about cycling.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, you know, they can measure how many watts they burn.
Right.
And how many they've got.
Yeah.
So if they want to do a negative split, you can measure it. So, right. Ben thinks it's not okay for us to cross the road, but it is okay for him to radically exceed the... You should drive slower, you're breaking the law!
Nice fella.
I got the last word.
Nice fella.
And I'm on tape.
He called you... He screamed the C word, didn't he?
Well, you didn't have to specify, Paul.
He was an angry bloke.
I think he'd seen me on television.
He was an angry guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
I thought I was okay.
He's just coming.
I thought I was okay crossing the road then.
That was really good.
do you not think I was justified in crossing the road? I mean, it's...
He nipped across.
He wasn't going to...
Well, what he did was...
He wasn't going to run us over.
This is what happened. We got to the A10 and we got to the lights. We did not have the green man. Okay, that's accepted.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
There was a van a couple of hundred yards off to our right.
Yeah.
And Paul...
Going quite quickly.
It was already running.
Yeah.
I can make this. And I will state, as you ask, for the record, he could make it. Plenty of time.
The man I did make it.
The man in the big white van opted on seeing Tunkinson in the road. Instead
just
of slowing down at all,
yeah,
he started leaning on the horn.
Well, he decided to speed up, didn't he?
Well, I think he was already going at speed.
But he was already going fast. Yeah.
Going about 50.
Yeah.
And he didn't slow down at all.
Yeah.
He just beat you like you're an idiot and he was fine. Which is, you know, we're getting into a deep moral conundrum here.
At which point I waved.
Yeah, well, that can't help. Although I didn't wave.
Right.
I signalled him in a different way.
Oh, did you? I didn't see
that. That's why he stopped and called me.
All right, I didn't see that.
He saw it. So then he went down the window. And then he held abuse at me.
Express
and
yourself.
I said, well, you heard me. I said, you should be driving slower, sir. And I think that was both a physical and a moral victory.
Landon.
Although.
Landon life.
Long-term listeners know that we're not the best at crossing the road. Once or twice a week. Oh, So
Rob's down.
We'd like to apologise to London in general, but less so to the speedy man in the white van.
I do like running in front of vehicles if I've got time to get over.
Keeps them on their toes, yeah?
Yeah.
And the good thing is, it's not an even match, isn't it? Because you're, you know, just a long string of kind of flesh and bones.
Yeah.
And they're
moving
in a
steel
metal box.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the way that works.
He was a very angry man, though, wasn't he?
He was then.
Yeah. No, but he's got... He can't be having a good morning, can he?
No. Well, I've got a song about that. I must make a video.
Do you think he's... from a rival podcast, do you think that's what it is?
No, because it's a brotherhood, guys. We're all friends. Talking of compadre, I'm just going on something else. Were we in the middle of something?
No, go for it.
I think you were basically talking about...
I was just talking about how tiring I was.
Oh, I was saying about three-dimensional cross-country running.
Yeah.
That it's very hard to measure that combined tiredness that comes from not knowing where you're going, hills and mud and stuff.
Yeah.
It's great training.
Yes, yeah.
I think I've been aware of it for the first time. It came about from running around your woods and hills without recording this.
Yeah.
And just realising that that is excellent training because it stretches you and it kind of enforces a slower pace.
Yes.
So you're not thinking about time and distance, you're thinking about... Yeah, just running all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kate Carter, Sophie Raworth, Susie Chan all did the Tokyo Marathon.
They did Tokyo at the weekend, yes, of course.
It looks amazing from the internet.
Yeah, they did. Sophie seemed to be doing it as a training run for London.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Which made me think that... Oh, sorry. Nearly got run over.
I saw that lady go in.
Got run over. Which made me think I've got to set up my long runs for London.
Yeah.
I've really got to get some long runs in. We've got to do
one. We should have done a 20 yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I was just so tired.
But you know what's another good thing to do on a Sunday? To train.
Yeah.
Carb loads, what was it, red?
Yeah,
and a whole load of biscuits.
Chocolate and hazelnut and cookies.
He's carb loading, sugar loading. Because, you know,
all the good sugars.
One thing you pick up from modern culture is that there's nothing wrong with sugar.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Any chance you get, just snaffle a bit of sugar.
Yeah. Harmless.
Yeah. So, fallen. I mean, undoubtedly fallen. And I've got this skiing thing at the weekend.
Yeah.
That's another...
Oh, yeah.
That's another possible...
I was going skiing for a few days this week.
So,
which would be fun, a good effort, but some risk.
Well, it's worrying on a couple of levels. One is, I haven't skied for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, there's an injury. There's a massive injury risk, of course.
Yeah. You could risk to your runs, a risk to your actual physical health.
Yes.
But the trick is... You've got to take it easy. I mean, the funny thing about skiing is that quite a lot of people who go, they just want to harder, more dangerous. You know, like, oh, I was really scared and then I was sort of only barely in control of my skis.
I don't want that.
I just don't see any fun in that at all.
I don't want that. No.
Because getting down the hill is enough.
Yeah.
It's a bit like going to the swimming pool and saying, I wasn't really enjoying it until I nearly drowned just then. And then it was fun.
Yeah, I need to take it really easy, but I'm also with guys who are really good skiers.
Yeah, they're pushing.
And major boozers and eaters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more of a kind of food festival with a bit of skiing, the way they do it, you know, sort of leisurely, really drunken lunches.
Yeah.
Before skiing back down the mountain again, you know.
That's
and
a
then
moment,
to the
it?
Next lunch.
And also really drunken because of high altitude, and that's where I see myself in 5 years, at high altitude.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day. when you have just like one beer at lunch and you're skiing, you think, oh, that would be nice. And then you get back on your skis and think, oh, the air's a bit thinner up here. I can feel that.
Yes, yeah.
I can feel it working against my skills.
And that added to my already disastrous technique.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's do a black run.
If you see someone skiing fast, just go across in front of them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And they'll probably say...
You're actually skiing too fast.
I do
you,
get a bit scared.
You, sir, are a lawbreaker in this scenario.
Yeah.
Last word. Look, by the way, I ran down here the other day, and we've just turned left.
Sorry.
You're welcome. We just turned left onto the canal towpath between Haggerston and Victoria Park.
Yeah.
And if you remember, there's this sunken boat. Someone really needs to sort it out, but it's fantastic. Particularly, it's everywhere else around here is really nice. Look,
yeah.
You've got narrow boats like that one over there.
It's really...
It's really quite beautiful, isn't it?
He's really maintaining standards this
way. And then, the people who live in these boats must be slightly disappointed.
I've got every right to moor here.
Neighbours from hell.
Yes.
It's called Rest the Sinking Dream.
Yeah, don't leave me, strap me up, it says. I don't know what that means. I think what someone needs to do is just cut the ropes and let it die.
Admittedly, we've been taking on a bit of water recently. And I think perfectly.
Should we be ready for Earl's Court? Yeah. So, perfectly with the skipping your 20.
Yeah.
How many miles did you do?
I did about
by yesterday.
I've done 36 last week.
That's a good old run.
So it's still a bit. It's still a bit.
That's enough.
You got
I want to be doing 50s by now. So
yeah.
It's a bit
miles per week wise.
Great.
Do we pull back on that at all before Bath? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think I have a high one this week and then a slight taper for. I'll be tapering a little bit, but I'm looking for some miles this week.
Yeah.
How about you last week?
I'm kind of just sort of pushing 30. Last week was quite good. It wasn't loads of miles. But what was good about it was I didn't have much time or chance to do more miles than the week before.
Right.
But I was committed enough to just get it, you know?
Right, okay.
Which I wouldn't have done if I wasn't training.
Yeah.
So I went out on Friday and did a deliberately leisurely 9.5, it turned out to be.
Right.
And what was also good about that is I hate running slow.
Yeah.
When we're not doing this, try and run at this pace. And I just think, oh, come on.
Right.
It doesn't feel easier.
Yeah.
It feels like my form is more rubbish.
Yeah, it feels harder.
You're just aware of everything. And it feels like it's going to take you ages to get there.
It does.
And I just thought, well, I'll just take that feeling and pocket it. Use it later when you want to run fast, you know. So it's useful feedback.
That's the thing about running slow, is it does take more time, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It makes all the difference.
When you're running a slow 10 takes ages.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, it's kind of training, isn't it? If you want to run a nippy, half. I was out running for 1.5 hours.
Yes, yeah.
So that's experience that I
can use. It's time on your feet, isn't it?
And then that left me just a few miles under the week before.
Right.
And I was going to go to the park run on Saturday morning, but I was in Dudley on Friday night.
In Dudley.
Didn't get to bed till 3 a.m. So.
Dudley's 3 a.m. night.
Dudley.
What happened, night?
Stairbridge.
What happened in Dudley?
It was great.
Did you go out?
Nice gig. Did a lovely gig and everyone was. I was saying the other day that people in the Midlands, it's the only place where you can kind of go, a bit rubbish here, isn't it?
And they go,
yeah. Can't believe you came here. What were you thinking?
But I really like that.
I love it. It's the moment they say that, you think, actually, this is one of my favourite places.
That lack of... It's not pride.
False pride.
Yeah, because they're quite proud of it, but they're not defensive about it.
Exactly. And it compares very favourably with, say, when you say to the denizens of Milton Keynes, a bit weird here, isn't it?
Yeah.
They go, no.
Yeah.
It's actually completely normal.
What are you on about?
Got a Wagamama.
Yeah, we like 52 roundabouts. We can go skiing indoors. What do you mean weird?
But we also love Milton Keynes.
Of course.
And all our listeners there.
Especially all the athletes. May they run in peace. Peace be unto you, brothers.
That's quite a dramatic spot under the bridge there. I should have been faster with the camera.
I did a gig in Leicester Comedy Festival last week.
Oh yeah,
at that place, the Firebug, where you've done one of your beats.
Yeah, you play beat this.
Yeah,
there. It's like a music venue. I like that.
What a lovely room that is.
Yeah.
And the gig was fantastic. And you're right, it's that Midlands thing. I always have good gigs in Leicester, and they were just so up for it from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It was an hour show, but after like 2 or 3 minutes, you thought, this is going to be so easy.
It's going to flash by.
This is going to be so easy. It was just like, it was just an absolute joy, you know.
Yeah.
Why can't all gigs be like the gigs in Leicester?
Yeah.
Because life's different.
Well, I had a lovely gig in London. Different. On Saturday night as well.
Really? What, down the comedy store?
Yeah. No, it was the Covent Garden Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven, really good.
Great club, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
That's a great
club. Haven't been for a while
club
as well, so it's like, hey guys, I'm back.
Yeah.
Hey. And it was my son's birthday, so nice weekend. So I had to squeeze in a few more miles on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I do this thing where I drop my daughter off, she does a drama, I go for a run.
You do your Primrose Hill loop.
Yeah, well, I was going to do that. I didn't have time. I had to go and buy a birthday cake.
Right.
In the hour. So I did it. I ran the other way. I ran down here.
Yeah.
And I thought I got half an hour.
I'll start running.
Yeah.
And turn back when I've done enough, or 15 minutes is up.
Right.
And we're set off. And 4 miles in 29 minutes.
That's great.
It's a good pace.
It's a good pace, yeah.
Good training run.
Yeah.
And that combined with the slow 9.5 the day before.
That's a good weekend running.
It's proper.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that's very measured training business, so I quite enjoyed it.
That's great.
I feel good about the pacey stuff, because often in the past I've been very aware of, you know, just my knees hurting for days after a fast run, even just a park run.
Yeah.
And
are we going into the park here?
Yeah, let's go into Victoria Park. Here he is. Going into Victoria Park. That's Paul Tomkinson, and that's Victoria Park. Come hither. Watch out, though, for that van.
Running coaches.
Well, it depends. Do you
don't even like it as a podcast. I'm from Richard Herring. It's American Life.
He's got all the other podcasters in the back of the van.
Yeah.
Got Robin and Brian Cox in the back, tooled up.
Podcast was.
I thought I saw Mark Commode leaning out the other side.
Oh,
an actor.
I love old Commode. Oh, yeah. I do love those two.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
It's always a disappointment when they're not on, because this last week they weren't on.
What?
And it was. Listen, it's not easy to be the supply teachers for that show.
Yeah.
Collins and someone else, and they were fine, but yeah. You just get so used to people. Well, that's what a successful show is, isn't it? You get used to the regular presenters.
Well, it's like that week when James Corden and David Walliams did running commentary, isn't it?
Yeah. No one wants that. Meanwhile, I thought,
really? Where was that? Which episode? Looking through the back catalogue.
I can't find the Corden and Walliams, sir.
It's like carpool without a car, guys. That's James Corden, by the way. Uncanny impression from Deering.
So what are you going to do before Bath, then?
I'm glad you asked me that, Paul Tomkinson.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, I'm quite pleased. I feel like I can get a bit of pace out for a bit of distance.
Yeah.
And I think I want to ask your opinion on this.
Go on, then.
Bath is less than 2 weeks away, right? Two weeks yesterday.
Yep.
I want to run a nice fast half.
Yes.
To give myself the, you know, to make myself feel like I can get 3:15 in London.
You want a fast half.
And what I want to do is run 10 miles at pace.
Right.
Between now and then.
Okay.
Too close, or is that?
No. I'd probably do it
this Friday.
I think this Friday'd be fine, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be fine at that. Maybe concentrate on, if you can, I know it's against your
religion,
nature, starting a bit slower and finishing a bit quicker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe do that a little bit. Just warm into it a
really
little bit.
Really try a negative split.
And yeah. Just as an exercise.
Yes.
And then just chill for the next week with some easy runs. And
yeah, keep the mileage up, but don't hit it anymore.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, good. The only thing is, I also do want to go spend quite a bit of chat after last week about Cannon Hill Park Run.
Yeah.
And some of our compadres are going to be up there.
Right.
So I might have to get the 10 in on Wednesday or Thursday so I can do a park run on Saturday as well.
To be honest, it would be ideal to do both.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I think so too. But I think maybe not on consecutive days.
No, you're right. You're right. That would be silly.
Morning, Magpie.
Morning.
So
what am I going to do between now and Bath Half?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you now.
I'm doing I've got a club session tomorrow, which is 2 17-minute tempo runs.
Yeah.
She's a bit bizarre. I've never done those with them, so I don't know what. I
think 17 minutes?
Yeah, so that's about 2.5
miles.
That's
like a wizarding timing for a run.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's sort of 2.5 miles each, I'd imagine. I'm a bit worried that I'm going to get lost, because is that
what? What is it? Oh, it's a drone. I really took me about a month to work out what the hell I was looking at there.
He's just droning in the park.
I'm going to take a picture of his drone.
Can
I take a picture of your drone? Can I take a picture?
The future is now.
Just to explain to our listeners what we've been talking about. Can't see it. I've got to get closer. Don't cut my head off. Is it? I still can't see it. There you go. Droning on. Thanks. I can get you as well so they know what's going on. Cheers. Yeah, I'll be all right. I'm going to tell the government.
So what, he's got a drone there, that guy.
It took me so long to work out what was happening.
I
took me
in
all 44 of my years.
What a bloke.
I saw the two little red lights on the drone and literally thought I was looking at a rubbish truck reversing.
We're really on the other side of the canal.
This is beautiful. This is us in Victoria Park by the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. It's like Woollerton Hall. Except it's daytime.
And this is a nice bit of sort of artsy.
Yeah.
Artsy. I was pleased with that. That was a long weekend.
And the coot's nesting at the bottom there. Right, this is nice. Coot nesting.
Very nice.
Underneath some art.
Me and my son got that together over there last Sunday.
Good work.
So we've done all right there. Actually, it was commissioned by the Romanian Cultural Institute with the support of Tower Hamlets Council.
So please
and it's called Bird by Erno Bartha.
Yeah, well, doing bird.
Art. For art's
good,
sake.
Good for, well done for doing your art voice.
Money for God's sake. Yeah, here's the some more art. Let's see what this is
well,
called.
It's the same, isn't it? I mean,
this is called Skyscraper.
Right.
By Erno Bartha. Yeah, commissioned by the Romanian Cultural Institute.
You just want to stop running, don't you? Something.
Skyscraper.
This is the picture I nearly took. I'm so confused between selfies. This is me looking at a skyscraper.
Art.
Art. Which is very nice art, by the way.
It's really nice art.
I like
art.
It. That's real. Look at this photo. That's going on Instagram.
Oh, mate. And this with the fountain behind.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
That's composition.
Mate, we'll sell that. We'll sell that. Art.
Art.
Look, he's still droning that bloke. Yeah. Why is he? What was it like, the droning guy?
He was, when I took his picture, and you'll see this, listeners, when you see the picture, he slightly widened his eyes.
I think he likes
to be a little bit scary.
I think there's something a little bit suspicious going on.
No, I think there isn't, and he wants you to think
there is.
That's what's happening here. Now, I think I'm going to stop off here.
Go for it, mate.
Just for a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks very much.
A small rest and recuperation.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So yeah, let's. I'd like to stay. I don't know. Is there a park run in Victoria Park?
I don't know.
Because.
But there is a road race here in April, early April, that we should do.
Tread on these crocuses.
There's a 5 mile road race, which would be perfect for London Marathon.
All right, road race.
And I think that's like, you know, April the 5th.
All over the front page to win a road race.
Oh, it's road race, isn't it? That's right.
And it is 5 miles. It will be easy after you train in.
Just a short tempo.
Doing cross country in the Midlands.
Nice and fast and flat.
You just did your curse right into that woman's face.
We have stopped rhyming.
These are just words in the
just chewing the voices.
Now, I reckon there's going to be more than 10k this run.
I'm okay with that.
Because I made that little stop just then.
Yeah.
We'd already gone 3 miles, and we've only just started going around the park.
All right, okay.
But that's all right, isn't it?
That's fine, yeah.
It's lovely as well.
We can do that.
The toilets in Victoria Park are really nice.
It's
genuinely recommended. If you like to run near a toilet, Well, those ones are good.
It's nice and it's quite restorative, this, with a hangover. I'm feeling.
Did you see that
medicinal.
Wizard cycling there?
Yeah, I did.
I failed to get
He's
a picture
a proper.
Of him. I'm not speedy enough with the camera today. He was a real wizard.
So
maybe there was a spell that stopped me getting a picture of him.
So pre-half, I'm doing this.
Yeah, you're sorry,
tomorrow.
You're running this week.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a bit of tempo tomorrow. Then I'm
17 minutes.
Two times 17 minutes.
Talking of wizards.
And it's on the
I'll give you three galleons if you do it.
Yeah, and it's on. But it's with guys who are a bit faster than me, and it's a road loop. Basically, I'm a bit worried that I'm going to get lost,
right?
Because they're just going to run off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know where I'm
and
going.
And you'd just be on a road somewhere.
Yeah, so that could easily peter out into nothing. Yeah.
You don't get lost.
No, but I might. There might not be much tempo in it. There might be a bit of tears. And then I go skiing. And if I'm going to get anything out of that training-wise, I'm going to have to say no to boozy lunches.
Yeah, right.
I can't have a boozy lunch and then go for a run in the evening. It's just not going to happen.
And running after skiing is going to... I mean, your legs will be nice and worked out, but that's going to be quite tough as well.
It is tough. I've run after skiing before, but it's more just resisting.
That's just reminding me something. Yeah. I woke up this morning. No, yesterday. Yesterday afternoon. Serious. You know when you talk about your glutes?
Yeah.
Because you've got an ache in your bum. Is that the top of your bum? Anyway, this is in my bum towards my hip.
Right.
Like, so right at the top left.
Yeah. Okay.
Really hurting. I was like, oh no. Didn't stretch properly after that quick 4 miler on Saturday.
Right.
And my wife said, no, that's not what that is. I said, what is it? She said, that's temping bowling. I
really?
Got the same thing on the other side, so I'm left-handed.
Right.
So we went temping bowling on Saturday afternoon. And I can still feel it.
Yeah.
It's using quite a heavy bowling ball.
Yep.
Rolling that out on the right.
Yeah.
In a kind of half crouch.
Right.
You know you've done it.
Right, mate.
So you're going to have a kind of slightly less ridiculous equivalent to that.
Well, it gets to kind of top of your thighs, doesn't it? It's kind of quads skiing.
Yeah. And
assuming
you really have to stretch.
Yes.
Skiing is the first time I saw the difference between stretching and not stretching.
Yeah.
After exercise.
Yeah.
This is nice. It's a really slow street
cleaner.
Yeah, that'd
be great, yeah.
Just coming up behind it.
Just run behind this for the marathon. This is what they're using for the sub-3 pacer this year.
It's like a physical embodiment of a hangover.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh. Yeah, that wasn't
it. I definitely feel better for having a day off yesterday. I think I would have... But I need to get a long run in. So next Sunday, I come back on Saturday from skiing, and next Sunday,
yeah,
I'm going to have to do a long one.
And get enough rest, right? Because that means skiing, running.
Yeah.
Coming back on Saturday and doing, what, 3 gigs?
3 gigs.
Again, you know.
I know, but it's just...
Well, get enough sleep. Sleep till you're done sleeping.
Yes.
Or we get poked by children and animals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get a good sleep and then a good long run on something, because I'm getting a bit slightly angsty about... I just want to get four or five runs around the 20-mile zone before London. There's about 7 or 8 weekends left.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't done any yet.
The 2 clocks are on such a big scale, aren't they? When we went out with Joe, we were like, yeah, I'd like to get a few 20, 22 miles in. And you were like, yeah, that's what I want to do. And then another week goes and you don't go for one.
Yes.
For good reasons, you know.
Yeah.
And suddenly the...
And then the Bath Half, you're not going to do one that week.
No.
So, and then you can't do one the last 2 weeks anyway because it's too close to the marathon.
Yeah.
So you basically got
I'll just be temping bowling that week. Every
so
day.
You've got from now till about April the 9th. You've got like 5 weekends.
Yeah.
And one's out with Bath. So I've got to do one every weekend.
Yeah. But after. Having said that.
After.
The Bath Half is also a great chain run.
Oh, no, it's brilliant. Oh,
it's a different kind of run.
It's fantastic. But those kind of, the long runs are crucial, aren't they?
Yeah.
Crucial. Rayworth's doing marathons as training for marathons.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's happening with that community over there.
Yeah.
They're on another level, those marathon women.
Yeah.
And we just like to vaguely go near them and go, oh, well done.
Yeah. Well, you're running a long way. Good luck with it.
Which is really inspiring for them to hear.
No, they're amazing. I mean,
they're really good. Well, Tokyo looked great. I mean, it's that thing when you see someone doing something, I fancy that.
Yeah.
It really looked just like a good scene.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try and get it. We'll try and get them to tell you themselves.
Well, they're doing all their majors, aren't they?
That's right. I don't know if Kate got her time, though. I think she was... Was she training to get her time in London? No, I think she... I don't know. Can't remember. We'll find out. Listeners, we'll find out for sure from the horse's mouths. The other half...
Yeah.
Brighton half yesterday.
Right.
Not perfect weather for it, I don't think. I think it was, I mean, it was grey and cold, but it's February, but I think it was a bit gusty.
There was a lovely photo from a running commentary devotee after the heartbreaker half. Where was the heartbreaker half? She put a lovely photo yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
Well, it felt like it was a really good scene. Lou, who I know from Edinburgh, runs the venue that Leighton Live is on at the Gilded Balloon.
Is she the one who does ultras?
No, because I think her boyfriend is a real serious runner, and she's like, I'm not a serious runner, but she is, you know, they're kind of travelling together. And they had a great Brighton half, because he got his PB, which was like 88 minutes.
Brilliant.
And she got a PB, which was... It's 131 minutes, so significantly under 2:15, which is what she was running for. And so well done them. And I heard about that way back in August, so that's an excellent achievement for those guys. And they saw Zoe Lyons. I don't know how she did, but she did it. She thought she might not be able to do it, and she did do it.
Oh, nice.
Our running
she did
buddy Zoe Lyons, who might remember us interviewing her in Edinburgh as well.
Nothing like a PB, is there?
That's right.
There's nothing like a PB.
Makes you feel good.
But they get more elusive as you get older.
Oh, yeah.
The PB.
Oh, yeah.
When you start off, it's like low-hanging fruit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I'll have a PB. A
couple of PBs.
Yeah, I'll have a PB.
Look at this guy. Look at him.
I'm doing a 10K in the week and getting a PB. But then...
He looked good.
He looked like he was in some sort of film.
He was like an action man.
Yeah.
He had a Chuck Norris thing going on.
Yeah.
He was tall. He was slightly old.
Almost
very light, neat beard.
How would you describe his lycra?
It wasn't that tight, but what was underneath it was still bulging against
Pretty
it.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Just going past those old seats from London
bulging
Bridge.
Bulging, patterned lycra.
Yeah. We should turn back and get after him.
Yeah, we should chase him. Can we get some photo of your bulge? Just for the record.
Just a peck shot.
So the podcast...
It's us!
Yeah, you stupid!
The men in the microphones!
Call yourself a podcast! Get it out of this bulge, mate!
Silver murder!
Just going round, bludgeoning podcasters,
you know,
and putting them in the back of his van.
You know, I just took a picture of that stone seat from London Bridge.
Yeah.
Got to the second one, you saw this. Listen, so I decided not to take a picture of the second London Bridge seat, because there's two blokes sitting in it.
Yeah, I saw
that. Don't want to disturb. One of them was just... pouring a little bit of milk out of a carry bag.
Right. Okay. As a prelude
Victoria
to
Victoria Park.
Full English. What's happening, bub?
You've got a podcast. You've got a podcast. We're pouring milk out of plastic bags, mate. We do it all day.
What, you want to laugh?
I don't know. I'm angry.
Look at these signs of bad weather.
Yeah.
One, there's two signs we can see here, right? One, all these seagulls on the ground landed.
Right.
And behind them... Oh, that rain.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sign of this raining. But yeah, they say that seagulls know and they land. That's rain and wind.
Do they really?
Yeah. So if you see all seagulls in a field, it means they're basically taking a break for the storm to blow up.
Right.
That's just reminded me, I had a nightmare about seagulls last night. In fact, it wasn't that much of a nightmare.
Yeah.
But my wife, look beyond them, you can see the canary wharf and that in the rain. It's a good one.
Just wharfing
be able to
in the rain.
Unfortunately, of course, iPhones don't work when they're wet. But anyway, you can get the
with a raven in the foreground there.
iPhones don't work when they're wet. Come on. Doesn't work. Oh, there you go. Okay. Show me your raven in the foreground. Yes, come on. I thought you were going to be raving in the foreground. So I walked into this room, big long open window.
Yeah.
The seagull nearly flew in. So I went, boom, and it flew away. Another one flew in.
This was your dream.
And I put my hand up, I put my hands up like this and I went, get out! And it kind of got scared, but it didn't completely go.
Right.
So I said a couple more times with these kind of weird high fist motions, get out, get out! And around that time, my wife woke me up and said, it's all right. So,
you okay, Rob?
And apparently I was going,
seagulls!
So there we go.
It's really
wet, isn't it?
Yeah, the rain has come in a really...
It's really wet.
I think...
This is going to test the technology.
Genuine question to listeners.
Who, can you hear us?
Any of you who run in Victoria Park, I think this happens here. I think it's a bit of a rain trap. I think it's three times now I've run in Victoria Park. Hit the east end of it, which is when the western sky is wide open to you. And the rain just comes in horizontally, like Forrest Gump.
Do you think it forms its own microsystem? Oh, yeah. Kind of weather.
Yeah, because of the Victoria Park Mountain.
Yes, of course.
In the middle, rises up.
Off the plains there.
Yeah, it's like a cloud factory. It's been exciting running commentary so far.
It's been pretty...
The shoes on the bin.
It feels quite dramatic.
The road,
yeah,
man.
Road rage.
It's all over the front page.
Plastic bags, now the storm.
What does it say about us? That we didn't think of the song Road Rage when we were involved in a road rage incident. But we did when you talked about a road race.
Yeah.
This is really bad weather.
This is really bad.
I think it might turn into hail. I kind of want to put the phone away.
Let's see
if I can do it without dropping it. There will be no photos of this section of the run.
We've caught a massive storm.
This could turn into hail.
We might not survive this. It's been great.
It's been great.
It's been really good fun. We've had some runs. We've had some races.
I wanted to get to 60.
I really wanted to see my kids go through secondary school. Oh,
good heavens.
Freezing, pouring rain.
The funny thing is, and it is worth noting, do you want to go under this for a minute? Go in loud.
We can't get in there.
Can't go in there?
No.
Keep running.
We just have to accept our good fortune. We're just not going to make it.
And if we stop...
If we stop, we'll just get colder.
We'll get colder.
Yeah. Onwards.
Oh,
ever onwards. Happy warriors.
This is as wet as it
gets. The wind and the rain.
Talking of good training runs, this is good training. For...
Imagine if this happened in the London Marathon.
Oh, what a
day.
What
would you do? I'd just stop.
I mean...
I'd just stop. Forget it.
Yeah,
done with this.
I'm not running in the rain.
What? You're running in the rain?
I was just going to say, if it rained like this on London Marathon day... That would ruin it, wouldn't it? Be the worst thing that could happen. And I thought, no, the worst thing that would happen is if you had a major award ceremony.
Yes.
When you were giving out the last award.
That sounds funny. I didn't see that. Did you stay up and watch it? Did you
No.
see it?
Yeah. It's a lovely reward for UK TV fans.
Yeah.
Who sat up all night watching what was apparently a fairly lacklustre Oscars to see...
The wrong winner in it.
The car crash right at the end. Brilliant. It's a bit odd, though. I mean...
What's odd that?
Well, odd that they had two carts for the same film. Odd that they got it wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
So someone passed Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty opened the cart. It was... For those of you who don't know, it's ridiculous, you must know, but... Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway were... announcing Best Picture,
which is the big,
it's the final award.
Yeah.
So, and Dave Chazelle had already won Best Director for La La Land.
La La Land, right.
Look at these parakeets, they're in a fight.
Emma Stone had won for Best.
Now, what a shame, I put the phone away. Look at this.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're having like a galah battle on the tree. Morning, magpie. Can I get these parrots?
Wow.
They're nesting.
Wow.
Can you hear them? I don't suppose that's coming across. They're going, gah, gah.
Amazing.
Come on, crazy.
What kind of birds are they, Rob?
They're parakeets.
Right.
Native to London now, having escaped from someone's house in West London, like in the 60s. They make a lot of noise.
What?
If we were in Australia... Ah, there they go.
Fast.
Damn it.
Parakeets.
Come back.
Hear that?
They were someone's pets and then they got away and they nested.
Do you think so? Is that...
That's what happened.
Is that actually what happened?
Oh, yeah, that's them.
Wow.
I got them. Oh, my word. This is the single most dramatic run we've ever had. Do you know what that means?
Like sort of prehistoric or something.
They do. They're all wrong. They've got these really simple green faces with a black line around the edge. Very strange. And I remember seeing them like in Ealing when I was little.
Right.
And it's like, oh, look, there's that pair of parakeets that got away. And so, now, so, here
so
we are.
Is that the actual story of the parakeets?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Right.
They spread right across London. And of course, climate change is easier for them to live here as well.
Right.
But I think also people think, oh, they're lovely. They're bright green. But they're quite verminous, you know, they're basically pigeons.
Right.
If we were Australian farmers, we'd be going, get those
galahs!
Get those
parakeets off my land!
So,
Yeah,
so I think... So talking about La La Land. Was it becoming a bit of a coronation for La La Land sort of thing?
No, because it got...
Emma Stone won Best Actress.
It got a million... It got 14 nominations.
Right.
But it didn't get all the little ones like editing and stuff. So people knew it wasn't going to sweep the board and break records.
Okay.
But she'd won Best Actress.
Yeah.
And then Warren Beatty got up and he opened up and said, the winner is... And he paused for ages because his card said...
Emma Stone,
La La Land. So why does it say Emma Stone? And he showed it to Faye Dunaway and he was thinking, this isn't right. But she just went, all right then, La La Land.
Right.
La La Land came up, started doing their speeches.
Yeah.
And then people with little microphones came running on.
Excuse me.
No biggie, but... And Moonlight won Best Picture.
Right.
Which, of course, has similarly been incredibly overshadowed.
Yeah.
It's funny, because this isn't the most important thing, but me and Julia really didn't love La La Land at all. It was incredibly overrated.
A lot of people say that
I was pleased
La La Land
didn't win, but... I wouldn't have wished that on them.
No.
That's a tough gig.
That is a tough moment.
So apparently...
And hadn't Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about the backstage staff not getting paid or something?
Yeah, that's right. And also he was kind of saying, come on, Warren, what are you playing at? Warren Beatty was good. He came out and said, this is what happened, you know.
Right.
He seems to be a man of sense caught in a bit of a maelstrom.
Yes.
Although my wife said this morning, I posted it basically... He posted the final scene of Bonnie and Clyde and said it as what happened afterwards. Yeah, come on, Faye, let's just go home. No one blames us. But it's odd that there were two. If she's just one Best Actress, why was that card there?
Yeah,
how did that happen? A conspiracy theorist would say it's good news for Trump. Because he can basically do anything today and it won't get the top headline on the news. But, say for example, you know, send the National Guard in to the last remaining stronghold of Native Americans in America
without
with a complete press blackout. A conspiracy theorist would say that.
Wasn't that happening before?
Yeah, and he does terrible things every day anyway, so
yeah.
I don't think he's got the sophistication to hide them. Or indeed, needs to, by the way the world's going. Guys, it's eased up on the rain a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It smelled like the country back there. Was there some manure or something? It's quite nice.
You want to run through it. You can't stop, can you? You just freeze up and you've got to run home anyway.
Exactly, so. It's cold enough. It's cold enough as it is. No, it's been a very dramatic run. And unfortunately, my sense of superstition says that means the recording won't make it.
Well,
so that will help you get your mileage up if you have to go out again tomorrow.
Yeah. We've got a dinner for Parkinson's somewhere, haven't we?
Yes, that's right.
What's happening?
Oh, it's all the most... I think it's a way of... At Parkinson's UK, they've got a... It's a great organisation. They've got some really good kind of patrons and... you know, there's like a board.
Right.
And then there's a lot of people who do the work down the ground, for both people who work at the charity and fundraisers. And specifically, you know, as they're sort of champions of running, there are loads of people who run for Parkinson's who aren't celebrities, who don't have a public forum like we do.
Yeah.
So what they do is they have events that kind of draw everything together so that the people, you know, the people doing the running get to talk to the people who kind of own and run the charity and all that.
Nice.
So,
But
so this is a lunch they're doing for all their top people, and we're among those people.
That'd be good fun.
So I feel I should say at this stage, you can sponsor me and Paul in the London Marathon by going to ukvirginmoneygiving.com/Rob Deering, and it'd be great if you did. I raised loads of money at the comedy store the other day.
For you? Fantastic.
So much so.
Yeah.
I haven't counted it yet.
Right, nice.
is a bucket full of money. I mean, it's full of money like a bucket of water.
That's lovely.
Yeah. I don't know when I'm going to put... You'll be out running 22 miles, I'll be counting a bucket.
Oh, yeah. Get those 22s in.
So this... Skipping back past the drama.
The rain's gone, though.
The rain's gone. Wait a minute. It was really raining, guys. It's still raining now, but it was raining in these big... It was a storm, wasn't it? The drops were big. Serious meniscus. They could have turned into hailstones easily, so we were lucky in a way.
I thought we were very brave.
I'm really pleased with us.
Really brave, just about in that.
Yeah.
And we rain masked our tears, didn't it?
That's right. As this tree's coming into blossom.
Beautiful.
Daffodils on the hill.
Love that.
Spring starts tomorrow.
Love that. Does it really?
Yeah. Blossom there, and in back there behind it is some daffodils on the ground. It's really nice. Yeah, stop. I really think. Yeah,
here comes Deering.
It's funny to think of those people at the Marathon Expo who sit like at the door giving out the numbers. They must really hate that song.
Yes, yes. It's going to do the rest.
It's a theme tune from an old British war film called The Trap.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. How's that for a good fact?
Thank you.
Pub quiz fun.
Aren't we doing a little kind of stage sort of
thing? Yeah, we're hopefully going to be talking at the expo. So we'll find out more about that, find out when that's going to be.
London Marathon.
And let you know. And if you guys, if you've
got... We'll be one of those, we'll be those guys who are talking about stuff.
Yeah.
While everyone's wandering around doing the expo, thinking,
right.
Who are those two guys?
Yeah.
We'll be those two guys.
That's why we want you, Running Commentary's hardcore listeners, to be there on that day. And then we'll get Paul Raven again and really start to mix that thing up. Boop, 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 boop. I think that rain's broken my phone. So, great days. Need to get home and stick that in a bowl of rice. Just cook the rice in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Mix the phone in.
And stick the whole thing in a NutriBullet. Talking of boop, 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 boop. Someone got in touch, which is really nice. A couple of people have been listening to my
music
playlist on Spotify, yeah. And on the blog.
Great.
Which is really nice. I mean, as I say, if you're a podcast listener, you know, and you're with us rather than the guys in the white van, then you don't need this. But if you... Well, sometimes the other thing, of course, is that music can be really inspiring for that extra bit of effort or pace.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So if on your listening to us on your long runs,
you get a bit knackered.
And
you can't follow the train of conversation anymore.
Because in the long runs at the weekend, loads of people got in touch and said we went with them, which is lovely. Genuinely, I keep saying genuinely today, but that's what this thing is for, isn't it?
Yes.
If you're going out for a 20 ahead of the marathon, never mind our ones, if you're going, we want to virtually come with you. We want you to be in your ears and hearing about it when you get back. So thanks to everyone who said that they did that. And sorry, podcasts aren't longer, you know. They tend to top out at about an hour and a quarter, which is probably long enough.
There's some old ones that'll be longer.
That's right.
But we need to get some...
There's plenty like there.
Some new, we need to get some new old ones in this year for the marathon.
Yeah, because we can still, you know, if we run for 2.5 hours, we can still be lucid and entertaining well into that third hour, can't
we? Possibly, yeah.
Always.
The chat in the third hour is exceptional.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, say you're going for a pass run and you want to get the music on, get on the blog. I really enjoyed this last one. Last week there was a article Danielle Ward put up on Facebook, which was the bassist is the most important member of the band.
Yeah.
Scientists have proved that human brain is better at recognising rhythm in a melody.
Right.
If that melody is played on low notes.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to hear rhythm, you're listening to the bass. So I put together, and I actually read this having just got home from listening to the Prodigy's Climatized, you know that?
How does that go? It's really bassy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I put together a bass list last week. A lot of fun. But you know, I'm theming it. There's loads of songs on there. It's on my website, it's on Spotify. Infinite Running Music. And it's good, it's coming good. And a couple of people got in touch again. It was a...
What?
It's fun stuff.
It's going to be... What's be easier? Running to those kind of dunes and like sort of free-form jazz or something.
Yeah, but you know, there's...
I mean, there's obviously space for free-form
absolutely.
Jazz, probably best if you're lost. I might use it.
This is you on your road tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So let's go 17 miles, 17 minutes.
Two times
17 beats to the bar.
Wait for me. Can't wait. Where am I?
Skibbity bap bap bap.
They turn left at the end.
Skibbity bap bap.
And now they've gone.
Skibbity bap bap bap. Yes, that was good.
Again.
But in putting together these playlists and picking kind of these themes,
yeah,
it is interesting. Well, it's really interesting for me trying to get to the absolute nub of what makes good running music. Because sometimes jazz is exactly right, you know.
Right.
It's a question of sometimes you find that exactly the same thing that was great for running is happening in two massively different genres. You know, I found two songs yesterday that are quite slow, like, but with double speed basses, kind of going, and I had one funky one and one rock one.
Right.
It doesn't matter, it's good running music, you know. So, we're at the bottom of Broadway Market, passing the Walter Scott pub. It rained significantly eased up, but the puddles are deep.
Some massive.
Yeah. And, this is exactly 2 miles from Angel, I now know.
All right.
Because this is where I turned back on Saturday. I felt a bit bad running down on Saturday trying to get a bit of speed because there's loads of people.
Yes.
And it's always nice because it wasn't great weather. There's still cyclists, old people and kids. And yeah, I knocked about half a dozen into the canal.
Yeah, why not?
But they'll understand.
Yeah, you're trying to get
I've got
fit.
Big races coming up.
You're getting fit, you've got a bathhouse.
You're not listening to any commentary.
Bathhouse.
Boof, boof. Yeah, it's enough marathon talk. The sponsorship right now should go to the Bath Comedia team, also running for Parkinson's UK, and a hospice in Bath called Dorothy House. And yeah, we'll be all the comedians and all the Comedia people. I wonder how they will do.
What, in terms of prep?
Yeah. I think they'll probably find our preparedness slightly tiresome.
Yes, yeah. Pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
As we're ushered towards the...
Do you want to come back into the boat for a cup of tea?
Yeah, why not, mate? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's taking a bit of water, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's only waist deep. It's warm in there.
For sale.
No, it's not. It's a motorboat. Yeah. It wouldn't have a sale.
Or nearest offer. This is cold, though, isn't it? Because now you're cold, you're wet, and then the wind.
Yeah. Well, it's like the other day when I was running. I was cold, I was naked.
Right.
Were you there? Were you there? I was cold, I was naked. Were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter. Were you there? Were you there on that run?
I missed that one.
I think I dreamt that run, actually. I hope I dreamt that run. Now, I think... I always worry about, you know, airing my dirty laundry on the running commentary, but one of our fellow runners in there, and comedians in Bath,
yes,
had a bit of a falling out with him on Facebook the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it might be quite tense.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's one of those comedians.
Yes.
Who bullies me about my pedals and my guitar.
Oh, what?
You know, and this is endemic.
Yeah.
So I tend to accept it.
Right.
But frankly,
you just
I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then we were talking online, on Twitter,
yeah,
about something else.
Right.
And he said, listen, old chap.
Listen.
You haven't got your pedals here. And, yeah, that didn't play. Do you remember the film Kill Bill?
Yes.
When Lucy Liu, someone makes a kind of derogatory remarks about Lucy Liu's Chinese-American heritage.
Yes, yeah.
And she does a little speech. From time to time, I will expect you to criticise me with respect, and I will be at home to those. But the penalty, if you bring up my American or Chinese heritage as a negative, is I collect your... head. And that's how I feel about comedians dissing me for my pedals on Twitter. So
that escalated.
Yeah, well, that was the end of it. I walked away.
Right. Okay.
Well, we'll see what happens in Bath.
Yeah.
But if you see two comedians running along fighting,
yeah,
that's what's happening.
That'll be you.
I am planning on bringing a sword.
Yes.
To Bath.
The penalty for bringing up my music in my comedy
as a negative.
As a negative, I collect your head.
And here comes the headless comic.
How did
attention there?
How did the comedian team do? Yeah, all good. One of the comedians didn't get all the way around.
The headless comic stopped at the first water
step. Yeah, what a wuss. Can you rub some Vaseline on this?
Got a problem, one of the comics over. Yeah, what seems to be doesn't have a head.
So yeah.
That was that.
That's what happened there. That's the children playing at Bridge Academy as we come back
nice,
up off the
like
canal.
Exciting.
Back in Haggerston.
Battle of kids.
Quite good Bridge Academy, I heard. We find out on Wednesday,
yeah,
if my daughter,
yeah,
got into the same secondary school as my son.
Oh, well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, slightly tempered by the fact that when he got into school this time last year,
yeah,
it was just the single best bit of news we'd ever had.
Yes.
And when she gets in, that'll be tempered by the fact that school's now been called inadequate, been put into special measures, and is being turned into one of the Tory government's academies.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That
shouldn't affect your two kids too much, though, because they're bright, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll be fine.
They're bright.
That's right, but still. Yeah. I mean, this academisation thing is really aggressive.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, academies, basically, you know, it's a way of, you call it what you will, it's a way of the government not paying for the school. You know, they
right.
get to say what they want, and then people with, you know, who aren't necessarily objective about the learning take control of the running of a bunch of schools.
Right, okay.
And pay for it with funding from, it's all very dodgy. I don't believe it in the slightest.
Right.
And, you know, last year the government put in rules that say, if you get an adequate Ofsted,
yeah,
even if, say, Ofsted turn up for an afternoon before Christmas,
right,
in a school that was judged outstanding a couple of years ago,
yes,
if it's judged inadequate, it has to start becoming an academy.
So is that what
it's
they
not
did?
A choice, it's enforced.
Is that what they did?
That's what they did.
Right.
Yeah.
They turned up just before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. And the old head teacher, who's like a bit of a, well, he's got a Twitter feed called the Head Teaching Guru.
Right.
And we did, Jen, we're big fans, we thought it was great. He disappeared like a thief in the night.
Right.
Yeah.
What, he's gone?
He's gone.
Right.
That was the first thing that happened.
Right.
He came home from school on the phone and said, Head Teacher's gone.
Oh, dear.
That's not exactly what happened, but hey, we're getting up to the A10 in Haggerston.
Maybe you'll still be there.
I think we should wait for the green man. What
yeah.
do you think?
Yeah. I think you should wait. How much? Is that the right there? There seems to be a white van on the corner. Could that be the bloke?
Is he waiting for us to come back?
All right. He's not so well before.
He's not waiting for us to come back. He's sitting in the van listening to Sophie Hagen.
Yeah.
He's a guilty feminist. It's a perfectly reasonable podcast. They'd sit indoors like normal people.
We need a longer podcast.
I'm doing a film quiz podcast coming soon. I think that's going to be good. Not, I mean, I'm on someone else's, Laura Lex's one. And
yeah.
I heard from her that other comedians go on it and they were quite bewildered and confused by the fact that it's not banter and silliness. It's a straightforward, level-headed film quiz.
All right.
And as you know,
yeah, you'll be banged
for that. I think that I'll be quite into it.
Yeah.
No. Although if I don't win, it might be a bit like when my daughter didn't win at cards over the weekend.
Right. Not a good moment.
Yeah. It's like a bit like Carrie, you know.
Right.
She's playing really well and she's doing great, and she also didn't make a fuss, but when I accidentally kind of took all the points off her at the turn of a card, the table we were at in the pub spontaneously combusted. And bystanders were thrown clear.
Yeah.
A lot of psychokinetic energy there. I don't know whether I'm hoping for more excitement or pleased that it's all wound down a little bit.
What, the run?
Yeah.
I think it's the rain, hasn't it?
Never mind turning
the
this
kind of damp
podcast into a, well, this run into a podcast. I think we could turn this run into a novel.
Yeah, it feels like it's been epic.
This is it, we're at the A10, the aforementioned. There's a van going past called Obi Van Kenobi.
Yeah.
It's a different van.
Here we go. But we'll keep, here we go.
Yeah, it's it, crossing on the red van, it's still doing it. All the way across.
No problem on the return journey.
Still doing it.
No problem.
No problem. There he is! Yeah. Great stuff.
So what have you got this week?
I'm off to Birmingham.
You got Birmingham.
I'm playing Birmingham's fantastic glee club.
Great.
We've got this nice lunch tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've also got a meeting tomorrow about another... Oh, that's really good, actually. In April.
Yes.
April the 19th.
Yes.
Symphony. Spelt with an F-U, right?
Right.
I.e. it's a play on the words funny and symphony.
Okay, yeah.
It's a gig at the Royal Albert Hall.
Right.
Which I was lucky enough to do 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Put together by James Morgan and Juliet Pushing, who did they did a reality TV show about celebrities conducting an orchestra.
Oh, okay.
And he's got early onset Parkinson's, so they do this comedy and classical music show.
Yeah.
And they've got a great build, so I've got Pete Townsend, Josh Widdicombe, a bunch of other people, and me.
That sounds great.
And last time I did it, it was really good to do because, it was the new boys, a lot of famous people on.
Yeah.
And
so you had a good one.
And it was nice that they got me back. But what I didn't do last time, I'm going to do this time, is I'm going to, being a musical comedian, I'm going to use the orchestra.
That'll be great.
Yeah. So we're having a meeting about that tomorrow. And hopefully that will lead to, the thing is, remember going back a year, having conversations about you doing your arena gigs.
Yeah.
And you're like, if I'd said I'd be doing arena gigs, it wouldn't necessarily have been come at them this way.
Yes. Yeah,
but doing them is the thing. This is me at the Albert Hall with an orchestra.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if I was headlining, I'd have more trouble selling tickets.
Yes. Yeah, but it's fine. You can go in on that great gig.
Listeners, if you're coming to London for the marathon for a week, get your tickets in. Come along on the Wednesday. Is it Wednesday the 20th, the 19th? It's a nice warm up,
Yeah.
So that's brilliant. And then off to
off to the Glee. Off to the Glee. One of the best clubs in the country.
Yeah, really lovely.
Has to be said.
Yeah, and doing some fairly significant running, as discussed, which I'm looking forward to.
I did a bit of drilling.
Yeah,
I did Newcastle Stand at the weekend.
That's another lovely club.
It's an amazing club.
Yeah.
Just so the crowd are so up for it.
Did you drive down to Nottingham and back up while you were there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why I was tired.
Oh, dear.
So I drove from Thirsk to Nottingham, back to Thirsk and then to Newcastle.
Yeah.
So it starts a bit of a day.
Yeah, yeah.
With the cross-country championships in the middle.
I bet by the time you got back, you were dying of thirst.
Yeah.
That's a terrible joke.
I was pretty tired. Yeah. And also, my dad blessing with the cats. A lot of cat hair.
That's you!
A lot of cat hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Antiques, cats and ghosts. That's what your dad's got in there.
So it all made for quite an intense weekend.
It's like that Cher song, isn't it? Antiques, cats and ghosts, going round your dad's house so the thirst can burn, etc. Watch out. Careful crossing this road, Paul.
Here we go. Yes.
You wouldn't want to get run over or upset any drivers. It is the driving, isn't it? I've cut down on the driving recently.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most important things I've done for my running training. It's not
just
driving so much.
Yeah.
Although, you remember last week I said on the 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon I realised I had to go to Cardiff?
Yes.
Yeah, I got flashed by a speed camera on that trip. Oh. So, no profits there.
What, you got a speed... You got a ticket?
Yeah, for driving over the speed limit on the motorway.
Oh.
Yeah. M4.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
That's tricky. How fast were you going?
It's 85.
Right.
On a 70.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. A bit of respect.
What? But there was no one around, was it? What time was it?
Oh, it was late. Yeah, it was midnight.
They're not bothered about that, are they?
No, no. Speed limit. Speed law's the law.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I said, although, if they offer me a driver awareness course or a £100 fine,
right,
I'll pay the fine.
Have you done one of those yet?
Yeah, I've done those. Yeah.
I've done two of those.
Yeah, I think I've done three.
They get better, don't they?
No. No.
Back again. Same old faces.
Hey guys.
Yeah. All the comics and the salesmen.
Angry salesman.
Yeah.
Incredibly masculine.
What you did is prosecuting me for
this
a crime
the time.
That I did.
Yeah.
You did is you provided physical evidence of a crime I committed and then I paid the price.
And I find it completely unfair.
Yeah, yeah. It is hard to drive as much as we do though without the crewing.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say we sound pretty bad. We sound like very bad drivers. But in our defence, we're comedians.
Yeah. 25, 30,000 miles a year, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem. No problems.
Yeah, but some problem if someone runs across the road in front of you.
Outrageous.
Let it go. Let it go.
I was talking to a mate the other day just saying those sort of lonely moments when you're a comic because he was away for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't see a football game and was going to watch it in a pub on his own or whatever. I think one of the loneliest moments has to be waking up at the services after you've had a kip in a car.
Yeah, and that's driving quite, on. Yeah,
yeah, just sort of waking up. You've got a kind of warm feeling. Then you wake up and you think, I'm in a car.
Yeah.
And then you think, I'm at Leicester Forest East. It's a bit weird. It's just like, sorry, mate.
You know that...
They're quite lonely moments.
Although, on the flip side of that, talking about people having quizzes and taking them seriously.
Yeah.
Vicky Stone, on her radio show, she had her quiz, which is name as many service stations as you can in a minute.
Yeah.
Smashed it!
Did loads.
So I got really like 24.
Well. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah. They were really specific about... You can't just name a town where there's a services.
Yeah.
Unless that town has a services, the name of which is just the town.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Leicester Forest East, yes. Leicester,
no.
No. Winchester, yes.
Reading?
Yeah, Reading. Reading's yes. Okay.
But then,
yeah.
Woodall's not a town, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Trowell.
Gateway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gateway.
Charnock Richard.
Then you've got the old...
just Lancaster.
Yeah.
Straight Lancaster. T-Bay. Of course, I mean, who doesn't love T-Bay?
Oh, that's a great one.
I'm taking my family on holiday to T-Bay services.
Kiel. Does Kiel have a service?
Yeah.
What's one just outside Manchester? What's that one? Nuttall.
Nuttall, yeah.
Oh, mate, we love Nuttall.
Really good stuff. So, yeah, the excitement in the podcast has gone down, hasn't it? from the rainstorm and the parakeets and the near violence, we've got to listing services.
So, I was actually going to talk about that lovely mountain the services where you go into the toilet and they pipe music in there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one of the services where, I don't know which one it is, but it's painted like a garden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And toilet. And
I think if you go to the smaller BP ones where it's in the shop, they've got huge pictures of flowers and music, or even just the sound of birdsong.
Yeah. They're great.
Although I think...
They're the services you don't want to leave.
If you do that and you get to the toilets and they're not clean, you think, priorities, guys.
Yeah. Come on, fellas.
You can turn the birdsong off and get the bleach out if you want. Thank you to the helpful citizen who said that there is a... I didn't use your words, but for your benefit, I'll use the terminology.
Yeah.
There is a Kazi at the start line of Cannon Hill in Birmingham.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm not a start line dumper.
No.
So that doesn't help that much. That is a scary old Victorian toilet as well. That could do with a refresh. It's right on the little corner. You actually run up and down the hill behind it in the last minute of the run. That's where that
hill.
Yeah. And that's where the guy with the brilliant silver hair overtook me. I was like, oh wow. And realised afterwards that he was on like 1958 and I was on 2004. Dicey. No, I doubt I could have got it, but it certainly explained the whole deal.
So you can always get these things if you just run a bit faster. Isn't it?
You're so wise.
If you just run faster, the time's lower.
Right.
That's going to be one of the main concepts if I ever write a running book.
Yeah.
The faster you run, the less time it takes.
And if we talk at the Marathon Expo,
yeah,
should bring that up.
That'll be my main thing.
Yeah, good.
You want to speed up, mate?
Alright, alright, Yoda, leave a little bit for me.
Have you heard that new running guru? It's all about running faster. He says just speed up.
Yeah, and you'll get there quicker.
Just move your legs quicker, mate.
Something to do with physics. Any actual, right, give me an actual. Countermand that with an actual running tip.
Yeah.
New running tip that you didn't know before, that people don't know. I'm saying this because I feel like I've got one, but I can't remember it.
A running tip to do what? In order to...
Just a tip, a running thing that you didn't used to do that someone's put you onto, that you thought of. That's changed everything.
Well, one thing I've started doing when racing...
Yeah.
Especially road races, is push harder into the last mile.
Yeah.
As opposed to... Because I've noticed the last mile, it doesn't matter how knackered I am, I can always maintain pace.
Yeah, yeah, because you've got the finish line.
It's the last mile. But it's like the finish is sort of teasing me in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're actually using that inspiration.
Yeah, so I'm just using it. So I'm just pushing. So for Bath Half, for instance, I'll really push out to 12.
Yeah, yeah,
and just hang on, as opposed to keep a bit back for the last mile. Because you can just find it anyway.
Yeah, I hear that. Because I remember when last year... At London, I kind of got overtaken by all the 3.5 pacers on Birdcage Walk.
Right.
And I stayed with them for a long way, and I had nothing, you know.
Yes, yeah.
But
yeah.
So I'll go in with these guys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the finish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all bets are off. Your, what's the governor? Central governor?
Central governor, yeah.
Your central governor says, yeah, take it.
Yeah.
I won't need it. So,
let's go.
And just, there he is.
There he is, yeah.
Massive white van at the bottom of my road.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I don't know how he found out where I live. The thing I found, and it's really basic, and we do talk about it, but I think I'm better at it, is my form.
Right.
It's just physically so clear. If I want to run a little bit faster, I put my shoulders back and I start running with my hands further up. I mean, the thing is that this is my form. You don't... you have to base it on the way you run anyway, you know what I mean? So if you're one of these people whose thumbs are around your hips,
then
you're going to identify where your thumbs would be if you're running fast. But it's so obvious to me how...
It's maintained. That's really nice. Yeah, so you open your shoulders a bit more.
Yeah. Us getting all rained on, we should take this photo at the end of the run from above. And it's a little bit kind of Shawshank Redemption. There you go. And do you want to know how far we went and how fast you went? Because my phone does seem to have survived.
That's great. I would say, can I put a bet on that? I would say maybe
do you want
eight.
A bet on it? Maybe. You bet. Don't go forgetting it. You
maybe,
bet.
Maybe eight?
Yeah, 7.75. In fact, 7.77.
Cool, we'll take that.
And 10-minute miles, so that was great.
10-minute miles, a lot of stopping, but good fun. And it was great getting in touch with us.
We might see. Hopefully, I will see you in Birmingham on Saturday. Hopefully, Paul won't break his legs in France. And we'll tell you all about the Bath Half the week after that. That's on March the 12th.
Yeah.
Keep in touch. Keep telling us about your runs. It's really kicking off out there, the spring season. So
of course it is, yeah. Big mileage period.
And we really appreciate the...
And we will be doing a long one soon.
Yeah, we need to get... We've got to get there. You've got to get those 20s in.
Of course, yeah. 22s. 22s. All right, take care. Good fun.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well... HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With Paul Tolkienson and Rob Deering.